Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. An important housing project promoted by tribal leaders now seeing progress about the innovative effort undertaken in Great Falls. Now attention shifting to the city council, as J.D. Knight reports in his update.
The Little Shell Chippewa Tribe of Montana is now one step closer to a new housing development in Great Falls. After an initial rejection by the City Planning, Development, and Zoning Commission in April of this year, the commission recently reversed that decision in May and voted unanimously to annex the proposed Good Medicine community. The tribe now awaits final approval by the Great Falls City Commission. The 18-acre plot will include nearly 100 housing units consisting of single-family homes, duplexes, and multifamily, along with essential community amenities such as walking paths, parks, and gathering spaces. For the Montana State News Network, I'm J.D. Knight.
Missoula County commissioners could face a huge turnout ahead of a public hearing regarding a feral horse herd in the Miller Creek area. According to county officials, hundreds of public comments poured in over the winter from residents torn over the animal's future. While many neighbors welcome the free-roaming herd, recent property damage and a vehicle collision last fall have raised serious public safety concerns. The county's multi-agency task force is reviewing management options but has not released official recommendations. One of the problems is there's a question about who has jurisdiction under state law. The public hearing is scheduled for June 11th at 2 p.m. at the County Courthouse Annex in Missoula. Tourist season ramping up in Big Sky Country, but a new report raising eye-opening safety concerns for summer travelers. According to a study by Murphy and Prachthauser Law Firm, which analyzed a decade of FBI crime data, Montana ranks among the top states for crimes reported near hotels and motels. The report places Montana fifth nationwide for violent crimes nearing lodging. The state also ranked third for property crimes and fifth for vehicle thefts near hotels. This is the Montana State News Network.
What I know.